Be advised, the following audio may or may not contain material that could be deemed offensive to some listeners. Any religious, political, or open opinions are solely those of the individuals providing them and should not be viewed otherwise. This show is for entertainment purposes. Listen at your own discretion.
Had a tornado? No.
Hurricane?
No.
Flood?
No.
Tsunami?
No. Earthquake?
Earthquake.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are we going to feel it up here?
Oh, I don't know.
How
I
big just, was it?
They said like 2.1.
Oh, that's tiny.
Yeah.
That's a wee little one.
And feed is instantly filled with pray for Texas.
Are you fucking... Yeah, man. Pray for Tejas because they had a fucking fart down there.
It's like, oh man, it aggravates me to no end, man. Like, you can't look
anybody
on
get
social
hurt?
Media. Not that I've seen.
Get anybody die?
I don't. Even if they did, you know, if you die because of a 2.1, you deserve to die.
Yeah, that's true, man. For sure, in 2.1 earthquake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like.
I've rattled my couch more by farting.
Yeah, for sure.
Huh. I don't know.
Pray for Tejas.
You can't. Yeah, it just... You can't even look on social media without somebody being like, oh, pray for this.
Yeah.
I don't pray to begin with. Therefore, you shouldn't tell me.
I mean, seriously. I mean, if you really think about it, in the whole grand scheme of praying, you're like, demanding God to do shit. No wonder your prayers never fucking come true, because you're fucking telling them to do shit. Why don't you ask nicely every once in a while, be like, hey, you mind doing that for me? I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
I didn't eat meat because of you. I think you owe me something.
A little bit.
A little something. You took me away from chicken.
Enough
for like
money
five
for
Fridays.
A steak or something, at least. Come on.
You didn't brother up.
Hit me up with a freaking gift card. I take gift cards.
Dude, unlike most people, I like gift cards.
Mm-hmm. At least that way you know exactly what you're doing with it.
Yeah, you can't say, well, I could pay a bill. And no, that's
no,
the Hastings.
That's
I can't pay a bill
with that. I could pay a Hastings bill with that.
Means I actually have to go buy a CD
or a game.
Mm-hmm. I don't buy games from these things. They don't update their prices ever.
2.1 earthquake. Rocks. A block in Dallas. More on this story at 10 o'clock. Pray for the 100 block of North Dallas Road, Tejas.
Oh, really? You don't need to. There's slums anyway.
Yeah. The shanty fell over. Killing 7 chihuahuas. More on this story. Never.
Back to you, John.
Back to you, John.
Chihuahuas. That's pretty racist.
Well, dude, it's Texas. Come on. It's either chihuahuas or pit bulls. I mean, if you're in one of the bigger cities. I'm sure when you start getting on the outskirts, more like Pomeranians.
That's where the white people live.
Whiteys. Down with Whitey. Started watching Squidbillies last night.
Never watched.
Dude, it's fucking hilarious.
Like,
it's weird. It's like weird funny.
Okay, see, I'm not down with the weird.
Like, it's so weird, it's intriguing, and then there's just some gold in that show, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get mad at weird funny. I don't like morning films.
I rather enjoy them.
I don't.
Well, for the simple fact, man, like, it's been my morning routine for so long, I don't like not taking a morning poop, because then it just starts my whole fucking day off.
See, that's where you and I differ. I don't wake up in time to worry about taking a morning poop.
I don't really care if I wake up in time or not.
You make that obvious.
Yeah. I'll be there about 7:15. We're supposed to start at 6. Fuck you. Shut up.
I had this theory when I worked in Tyson that I could kill a bear.
You think
I
so?
Still believe I could. With how? Just a knife. You go Rambo on.
Hide just charge
tree.
Right out.
No, to get hide in a tree.
Oh, so you get
like
all
good secret. Rambo. Good Rambo. Thought out Rambo.
Okay.
Hide in a tree. Cover your scent. You know, deer piss something.
Well, that would just attract the bear.
Oh, well, you know, like.
Maybe like bear piss.
Yeah, bear piss. Hide in a tree. You know, camouflaged out with your knife. Just ready to drop.
Yeah, well, okay. That. Yeah, that's possible. Like, drop on it, fuck the scab, stab it, right in the butthole or something.
No, why would I stab him in the butthole?
I don't know. It seems like a crucial point. Like, if you stab a bear in the butthole, it's gonna die.
I don't think so.
I think so, man.
No.
No, but, you know, okay, so you drop out of a tree, you fucking just slice this bear's throat open.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Huzzah, you won.
Nobody thinks I could, though. Nobody thought I could.
But it can be done.
I can kill a bear.
I just don't see you climbing a tree.
What's that supposed to mean?
You just don't look like much of a tree climber.
Dude, I'll have you know, when I was a kid.
Yeah,
that
was a kid.
I climbed many a trees. I can climb a tree.
What I think. Now, what if you're just walking through the woods? You got this big Rambo knife still, right?
Right.
It's in your boot.
You don't go through the woods without a Rambo knife.
Well, no, of course, especially when you got the compass on the end of it, so you know where you're going. So,
that way, as you're stabbing, oh, okay, I'm going north.
Right, yeah, stabbing north. But. But. What if you just meet the bear face to face? You have no element of surprise now. You're fucking staring this bear down. You still think you can take it down?
Yes.
He's gonna stand up. Like, rawr,
well, while he's standing up, I run. I create the
You don't
element.
Run from a bear.
I create the element of surprise.
But he can smell you.
Yeah. I'll run in all sorts of fucked up directions.
Like a zigzag?
No, dude, we're not talking about alligators.
Well, how, like, just, like, run in circles? Or, like, half circle, and then like a straight line and then double back or what?
I figure something. I'd probably write my name.
What the bear just stands there and watches you do it while you're just running around? And then when you get to the T, you right at the end of the T, your second T, and it just looks like flat. Bears aren't stupid.
Yeah, but they're not smart either. You've seen Yogi Bear.
I don't know if that's a good reference for an actual bear.
Do bears care about eating and sleeping?
And fucking people up?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No.
Territory.
They couldn't give two fucks about a person.
Yeah, they could.
No.
They're curious.
Okay, I'll give you that. They're curious. But.
And they don't like people. They eat
them. They don't.
Yes, they
when
do.
Was the last bear attack? They equal death.
Oh, I'm sure yesterday.
No.
It happens like every day, man.
There's 365 bear attacks a year.
Well, on average,
resulting in death.
On average, one bear might kill 7 people, but then the next day he might take a couple days off for rest.
A hard day of killing.
I'm saying,
take a day.
An average, yeah. On an average, I'm sure there's like a death every day from a bear attack.
No. No.
On average.
On it? No, you. No.
Yeah. Like,
no.
Right now, so we'd probably just die from a bear.
No, because that's something you'd hear about.
You ever see that cat video where the bear comes in
the
fucking backyard and the cat's just like, meow, and starts hissing at it and shit?
Hey, it just jumps out and then fucking just bails.
Yeah, the bear just takes off.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
Now, if you were a cat, I would totally give you 100% odds. You know, like, in your favor, that you can fucking...
Well, cats don't care. You saw the one beating the crocodile.
Yeah. Cats ain't scared, man.
No, dude. They're not scared of anything. That's why I feel so accomplished when I can actually scare one.
I think that would be the easiest way to take out a bear.
Just scare it?
Scare the fuck out of it. Like, you gotta act bigger than the bear.
No, okay, no. What's your natural instinct the first time you get scared? First second you get scared?
Poop.
Okay, well, you're clearly not normal. But bear, I can't think he's gonna be too terribly different.
Yeah, you get scared, he's gonna come at you. But you go right at him too. He's staring down, make eye contact. You get bigger than him. You're like, rawr, you fucking growl at him. I think he's
bigger than him.
Yeah, you gotta act bigger than the bear. So, can't act like a bitch around a bear.
So, in that sense, just talk shit to the bear and he'll walk off.
Puff chested, man.
Puff chest.
Puff up. Puff up.
Yeah. All they mean is say it was chest.
Say with chest.
Apparently, I know how to kill a bear.
So, you know the Boston explosion?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's fucking ridiculous that every, like, baseball, Boston Red Sox started this thing, Boston Strong.
The Boston Red Sox started a campaign.
It's Boston Strong.
Okay.
Because three people died.
Yeah, man, did you see the fucking carnage from that shit?
Dude, legs
and fucking arms and shit laying around everywhere. Like, me, got shredded, dude.
I didn't. I chose not to look at it.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm going to say this. I didn't see any of the carnage. But my dad was telling me about it. Like, he said it was gnarly. And Aaron was saying the same thing. Just, like, tons of people got fucked up on that thing.
I'm not trying to say they didn't.
Yeah.
But, come on, man. If it was that bad, why is everybody saying, oh, it could have been worse?
Yeah. I mean, it could have been worse.
I know, but...
it wasn't worse.
It's ridiculous that a baseball team is starting Boston Strong. You're a baseball team.
Well, but see, that's
your
just...
players don't even finish a whole season. Shut up.
Well, and that's the problem, dude, is, like, it's not about the people that got fucking shredded or killed or anything like that. It's about getting your image and name out there. And it's not, they don't give two fucks about those three people that died. Not at all. They're like, whatever. Those people don't mean anything to them at all. It's just, it's one way of getting on a campaign.
Sell some merchandise.
Sell some fucking merchandise. They'll make fucking stickers and, you know, magnets and shit like that. It'll just say, Boston Strong, bro. And then they'll fucking...
Yeah, oh, this is their Boston B.
Yeah?
Yeah, it says Strong.
Be strong.
That's
gay. That is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I can't stand shit like that. It really, honestly. To even dumb it down and make it sound any worse, but fuck, it was just a marathon. I mean, really, there's a lot of runners out there. Like, who gives a shit? I don't know, man. Just a man.
He died doing what he loved.
Fucking weighed 95 pounds. You can see his leg bones through his calves, but who cares?
Yeah, that's why he lost them.
No meat there to grab that shrapnel.
This shit just bounced into me like a rubber doll, man.
Just plastic. Plastic from a trash can. Shredded that motherfucker. No way. But you can see his rib cage before the explosion. What's gonna happen to you afterwards? You got no armor.
He looked like a homeless A-Rat to begin with. I mean, he's not gonna live a very long life.
Down to his belly. Been running for days. I love this shit.
It's what I do, man.
Fuck work. I run. And dude, those fucking runners are nasty. Like, I mean, they are just a weird breed of people. Like, what possesses you to want to run until you're fucking sick?
Well, see, that's what makes me laugh, is even Forrest Gump didn't look that bad when he ran. He grew a beard.
He grew a beard.
looked even better. That looked even better, yeah, but... I don't know if Forrest Gump's a good reference, though.
Well, how is he not?
Well, I mean, he ran for a long time.
Fuck, he's an American hero. What are you talking about?
Shit happens. Oh, yeah, I don't know. It just, I've never understood that. Like, I can understand running to lose weight and stay healthy.
Correct.
But running to just run.
If I had the drive to just run, oh, bet your ass I'm running. But to just, yeah, like you said, to just run, just to run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do a marathon today. Like, I don't know what compels somebody to do that. You know, I wake up in the morning, man, I'll play some games all day.
All day, that's a marathon right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, marathon at Black Ops.
Dude, that takes training.
It does. And to be able to, you know, to surpass the fatigue of sitting on the fucking couch all day at one fucking spot.
You go numb, man.
You go numb. You gotta learn to switch. That's why they make couches so long.
So Bob has Boston Strong as his profile picture.
What a faggot. I have to call him a faggot.
Big Boston fan anyways.
I don't care.
And so that just helps him support his freaking Boston fanism by fucking being Boston Strong.
What's Boston fanity?
You like that? That's so retarded, Boston Strong.
Three people died, that's it.
It turned out to be three.
That's a house fire in Nickerson.
Yeah. It is.
Nickerson's strong!
It's strong! shit, three people already died today from bear attacks. You don't see anybody else crying for that.
You said one a day.
But it could be
a good
day for the bear.
No, you said one a day.
It could be a good day for the bear. I said on average. On average, one person a day dies.
Goes across a group of campers.
It was, a group of hikers. He's like, fucking jackpot. And
Daddy's eating good tonight. No, goddamn.
I wish they would start doing like the highways. Like,
three people died on 135 today. 135 strong!
96 strong.
We should make that a thing.
Yeah, I just watch the news.
Every time somebody dies.
Somebody dies in a car accident.
11th Street strong! Be strong, 11th Street. Pray for it. We have to find terrorists who did this. Take them down.